I was born to, July the 8th, 1922, and I have lived in Marion all my life, and I have lived in this Clinchfield area in the Mill Village. I was here during the strike. I was about 7 years old, and remember a lot about that. My mother took us away. Down in there, she was raised in Cleveland County, and she took us down to some of her relatives to get away from the, turmoil that was with the strike. And of course, I was on the side that we was against the strike and against the union. So we had soldiers, not soldiers. Was those fat peoples anyway?
National Guard.
Down below us, and we fed them some meals, and it was a bad time. And I remember as a child, and of course my parents telling me about it. And when I lived at Clinchfield, the first things I remember, or have been told, is they rented the houses. I lived in one of the rented houses of a company, Clinchfield Manufacturing Company. And they rented us their house for 15 cents a room, and then they painted them about every 5 years, and they furnished the street lights, and we children played under the street lights every night till about 9 o'clock. But they kept the street lights on all night, and they we had 15 cents a room, and we didn't pay any light bill. They kept our light bills paid. So it was really a good time. It sounds terrible, but it was really a good time if anybody to. And of course, we had the outside Johnnies, and the streets was cinder, out of the boiler. And it was a really, it's a real good time for me to remember. I like to think about it. It wasn't bad at all. And we had cows. My mother and daddy sold milk. And then my daddy had a farm down in Dyersville, and he went in the day and tended a farm, and then he'd come back at night. And then my mother and daddy'd sell milk and butter. Now this sounds terrible, but the cows was right in the backyard. I don't remember the size of the lot, but they was in the right in the backyard, and we'd be counting real a nasty person now, but we thought if they did then, we didn't know it because they could sell all the milk and butter that they could produce. And I enjoyed my, and like I say, the strike, I can remember the people, and it was just a sad time because it was when, people, neighbors had always been neighbors and that sort of thing. And then they just, want to be on one side and one on the other. So that's the way it was. And I had a sister and a brother, and older than I, and then I had a baby sister. And I enjoyed my stay. And the mill furnished the East Marion and Clinchfield's furnished a home economics teacher for that up to the 7th grade, and then they did, I think they did more for the people than anything could have. They'd come in, and those home ec teachers would come in and teach the children how to cook and fix their homes, how to arrange their furniture, and that, and it was just a good time. And then they'd give us cooking, and if you was in the 6th and 7th grade, they taught you there, and then they worked with the ladies in the village with all the time. Then they'd give prizes for people when they'd do their homes, and they did an awful lot. I think that was one of the best. Of course, I was a member of the Presbyterian Church, was born in the Presbyterian Church, so I'm still there. And the company furnished our minister a home to stay in. Now, they didn't do all of them, but we happened to be, the president happened to be a Presbyterian, and we was always a small church, which we still are, but he furnished them We don't call it a, we call it a manse. And then we depended on the ministers for a lot. Most of us didn't have a car, so he was the only one in the community almost that had a car and also a telephone. And I didn't use a telephone till I was 12 years old. And I just loved to go to the minister and go down to his house and call my boyfriend. And they was real, most of them was real nice. They'd give us so long we could talk 10 minutes or 5 minutes, but that was it. But all the children nearly run to the minister's house to do their telephone. I thought it was a great time. My past, I wouldn't take anything for it. I didn't think about us being nice or anything, but when you think about it now, you do think, well, how in the world did they put up? But nobody was hardly ever sick, you know. And we had the outsider John in. Of course, we children got the job of keeping it clean and keeping it scrubbed out, and we'd take Sears and Roebuck catalogs and pull out each sheet and fold it, and that was our toilet tissue. And at Christmas time, the company would always give gifts, and they would come by with wagons and you know, horses, and bring us. And a lot of time, it was that Whitman's candy that would always be in the group. So, and then when they got ready to sell the houses, they sold them real cheap for people. And I still own my mother's house. My sisters gave me their part, and I know why. They knew I wouldn't get rid of it. So, but it wasn't, I tell you what, it was just a dispute. And like I say, it was sad. My father had worked for, well, he worked all my lifetime. I don't know if it clinched Phil. And then the day of the strike, the company, East Marion, didn't have help. So they asked my father to come over. He was in what you call the card room. Now, don't ask me much about the mill because I don't know what goes inside. But he was on his way over there. And he, of course, was walking to East Marion. And on the way over, he was a big talker. And he met several people on his way over there. And they stopped him to talk, and he missed that one, that wonderful.